Hey, how's it going out there? This is Two Birds, One Show. I'm Dieter, that's Ricky. We talk about craft beer and Philly sports. This is a little bit of a Christmas episode and a pregame to the Giants going against Tommy Cutlets, is it, right? So, here, cheers.
Go Eagles. Go Eagles.
Starting off with a nice beer, one that you might know, Ricky, Root & Branch Infiltrator.
Nice. Yeah, they're putting out some Mondo fucking hazy IPAs, boy.
Yeah, I picked it up at Bobcat. I got a little growler here.
Shout out to Bobcat.
Shout out, Bobcat. What are you going with?
Tonight, I got from Monkish. It's called Unfold the Scroll. It's a double IPA. Looks like shit. It's hard to see out here. Triple dry hopped, double IPA. I mean, just the color on that. She's a beaut, Clark.
Yeah. Monkish, they're out in the West Coast there, right?
Yeah, I call them the treehouse of the West Coast. And yeah, man, the nose on this beer is fucking next level, dude.
Yeah, man, that's nice.
Ooh, she party. That's the same thing. You have the same color.
Yeah, man. A couple nice looking beers.
Cheers, brother. Mm-hmm. Listen, we paid our dues. Merry
Christmas, everybody out there.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Good health, happiness, and family. You know, much love out there for this holiday season. Hey, listen, we paid our dues. Now we drink the good shit.
Yeah,
you know, many a nights growing up when we were younger, drinking swill, you know, fucking whatever it may be, you know, the Milwaukee's best. They're fucking, you know, chugging Keystones at concerts, you know.
We just started getting the Root & Branch around here now, right? Like, you got it at your bar and a few other little places. They don't do cans yet, right? I haven't seen
it. No, not yet. I wish they would.
Yeah,
I mean, well, they can, but they don't send them out here. You have to get it like from the brewery.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten cans of Root & Branch, just not around here.
Oh, okay. Where are they out of? Do you know?
New York. I want to say, aren't they near like Brooklyn or Long Island?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're up there.
Oh my gosh, this beer is a fucking Citra fucking house party, dude.
Ferrari out there wearing my ugly Christmas sweater. Yeah, Katniss.
It's a shame. The same Sue fell asleep. She would have loved that shit. She's like, I love that shit. Shout out to Sue, Bun.
What's up, Greg? Yeah, man. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Greg, man. Greg's good people, dude. He really is good people. He was up there chilling at the bar today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was up there chilling. He hangs a lot, dude. Greg's one of the cool ones up at. Yeah, it was a cool day. So you know, some regulars that watch our show, shout out to Greg and, you know, Bonnie and Sue and Rich and Lynn and, you know, a lot of the crew up there.
Did you see the picture I put up on Facebook, man? My mom took a picture with Jordan Davis, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was at JCPenney's where my mom works.
Get out.
Deffert there. Yeah, man.
No way. That's so cool. Dude,
he towers over my mom. And my mom's this little old lady with this big grin, dude. She was so happy, dude.
I gotta find that picture and hit like on that.
Oh, what a great guy, man.
He seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
Seems like a good personality to him. It seems like a jolly dude, you know. Shout out to my boy Pittsburgh Bill. It's the same type of people. There's some, you know, jolly people out there.
Yeah. Oh man, the Delta. Should we dive into some sports? The Flyers, man.
Yeah, I mean that was some quick beer talk, but yeah, let's dive in. Flyers lost one tonight. That's a tough Preds team, though.
Shave my head clean in stream if a Eagle woman comes in and smokes with me. What the hell? All right. I don't know what that's about.
What was that?
But yeah, thanks for watching the show. All right. I have no clue.
All right. Flyers lost a tough one tonight. The Preds are a good team. But I'll say this. The Flyers are playing good hockey now. I'm so nervous of it being fool's gold, though. Because I want to get on. I want to be like, well, oh, fuck tanking and getting a good draft pick. Let's make a run. But then, you know, like I saw my buddy Steve, shout out to Dr. Steve. And he's like, dude, don't fall for it, you know. But hey, I don't know.
18 and 11,
know,
man.
I don't know.
That's not bad. And Predators, they're a good squad.
They are a good team, dude.
Like, yeah. They got us, what, twice now, right?
Did you see the game against Jersey the other night? What a fucking great game that was. Owen Tippett with the overtime winner. Yeah. Did you see how nice that goal was to steal at center ice? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, hopefully the guys from the BGSE network get on here. We can give Stoggs a little bit of crap about that, his team. I don't know how a Texas guy loves the New Jersey Devils, but, yeah, man, he's a rare guy.
Is he a Lakers fan, too?
No. I think at the time Yankees. Remember we talked to him about it at the time that Texas didn't have a hockey team or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't get a hockey
team. Oh, so he jumped on the bandwagon for that, too? Is that when Jersey was winning, like, 3 cups in 5 years? Shocker.
Let's not beat on the guy when he's not here.
Hey, listen, I'm not beating on him, but I'll tell him when he gets on. So this, too. You see this team right here? That squad's for real, man. That 76ers team is for real, dude. And listen, anybody watching that's new to the show or not new to the show, we're lucky right now as Philadelphia Sixers fans, because when all said and done, we might be watching the best 76er to ever play to lace them up. I mean, this guy is a special, special talent, man. He's Wilt-level good. I don't care. I'm going to say he's Wilt-level good.
And with Maxey, man, it's just like the dynamic duel.
Perfect,
duel,
man. Perfect so combo, good, man. Match made in heaven, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, Greg. No doubt.
Yeah, well, who we have the Raptors tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
How are they?
They're okay. Not great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a team we should beat. And we have this
11,
year.
11 and 16. That's something too impressive there.
Yeah. No, it's not. Like I said, it's a team we should beat. And I think we will. The one thing about the Sixers team that you got to say is they don't play down to the competition. They win the games they're supposed to win. And then they win the games they're not supposed to. I mean, you're playing that Minnesota team they beat last night is fucking really good. And they took it to them. I mean, they took it to them.
Yeah,
I know it was close most of the game, but, man, we pulled away late in the fourth quarter when it matters most, and Embiid just was huge, and Maxey was huge. And I love the nucleus, all the parts of this team, you know, whether it be Nick Batum or Pat Bev, you know, Marquise Morris, and, you know, my boy fucking Kelly Oubre, Mo Bamba. I mean, I love the core of this team. That this whole team is just love the way it's put together.
The guys they picked up and brought in this year, so cool, man. It really fits us well. They keep a foot in the door and got the win. Yeah. Well, dude, I'll tell you what. Sixers, man, they've been dominating teams. Like they've been beating teams like by like 15, 20 points, man. And that's something I'm not used to. Because usually it's like down to the wire before every game. But I think with the new guys we have, man, we got a lot better defense, you know, and moving the ball around a lot more. And
special team, well coached. Nick Nurse is a great coach.
I think people are finding their roles and like fitting the team well. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Good point. Well said.
Oh, man, this beer is so goddamn good. Root and Branch, dude.
Yeah.
And this is something that you could get in the Jersey area, people, if you're local.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to, by the way, for our Pollyanna at my bar yesterday. Shout out to good friend Kim, who got me, big, huge bag of Delta 9 waters for my Pollyanna. That's cool shit, yo. Well played. Oh,
shit, man. That's a good
person.
Yeah, man. That's a good gift right there.
Oh, yeah. I opened it up. I got a big smile. She gets that's it. That's
awesome, dude.
So shout out to Kim. Thank you very much. And all the crew out there. All great people.
Yeah. How about Kenny on the show last week, dude? What a fucking cool dude. Like all the shit that he had. He was just like.
Yeah, he's a cool cat, man. Freaking out
candy after candy. Just sitting there just chewing away on the show. I was like, damn, dude. That dude's got a high tolerance.
He's somebody I could hang with. That's a cool dude. He really is.
Oh, there's Bonnie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bon. I guess she said earlier Sue's not going to make it, so she's going to miss your Merry Catmas shirt. Sue's like, I love Dina's cats. she's always feeding them so much food.
Yeah, she's getting a little big now, man. I've been trying to cut back. But
what do you call her again? Ruby?
Coco.
Oh, Coco.
Coco. Yeah, the shirt even has the name Coco on.
Oh, Dieter, you are becoming the... Oh, wow.
My aunt always has an ugly sweater contest for Christmas time. So, like, they have a big party. It's a big thing. So I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to get a good one this year, dude.
Nothing wrong with loving your cat.
Oh, shit. But yeah, Sixers doing really well. What are they now? God, man.
Well, you know, with 18? The Sixers, huh?
What's their record now?
Oh, Christ. What are they like? They only have what? 12 right? or. Is it 19-8? I thought they had. No, okay. Maybe that sounds about right. I haven't looked up their standings in a little bit.
Yeah, 19-8.
That's nice. All right, were they second in the division?
Let's see.
Behind Boston.
We got the Celtics in front of us and the Bucks.
Okay.
In the Eastern Conference.
Well, in the conference, but I mean in the division, just the Celtics are in front of us.
Okay.
But and you know what though? But I think that's what we knew it was going to be. Listen, it's a nice season, but I think we all understand what's going to come down to. You're going to have to beat Boston in the playoffs, and you got to get out of the second round. That's it. That's what it is. That's the goal. You have to get out of the second round, and you're going to have to beat Boston along the way probably.
Well, I feel like we got rid of the dead weight that we had in the playoffs.
Yes, yes.
I feel like Maxey is a young talent. And
he's hungry.
And he's hungry, right. And I feel Embiid, after winning the MVP last year, out the way. That's out the way, man. Now get the ring, get the trophy, man. Yeah. Let's do it up.
Yeah, and by trophy, I just want to make this clear to everybody watching. The real trophy, not this goofy-ass, worthless participation trophy that the Lakers were celebrating with champagne on for a goofy-ass. Really? I didn't even know it was going on unless it was for that stupid-ass court.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's a little bit much,
man. Oh, I'd like to go further with it. That's a fucking farce, a joke, and a fucking a disrespect to the game. You kidding me? We're going to have a middle of the season tournament and we're going to crown somebody? Don't you take away all the authenticity of an actual title by doing that? What if we had the Super Bowl in the middle of the season? Well, guess what? Then we'll have another one. Come on. I feel like that bastardizes the championship. It's a joke. Yeah. It's a little league thing.
I can see if you're like playing,
but I don't like it.
I can see if you're playing different, like, countries or something.
Then that's fine. Yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine. But you're going to have an in-season tournament and crown a champion, but then crown another champion. What kind of shit? They wanted to give LeBron another title before he's out of here.
It's so bizarre.
It's a joke.
It makes no sense.
It's a joke.
Like, that's the only sport that did that. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Let's have a tournament in the season, and we're going to play the same people that we play all season. Come on now, dude.
And you got the lemmings and the sheep. That's a joke goal. Really? Fuck out of here. Come on. It bastardizes the game. It's a joke and a farce, and it's just my opinion. Listen, people can disagree. Have your own opinion, but I feel like it diminishes the actual championship.
Well, I remember when I wrestled in high school.
The Lakers won it too in the middle of the year.
When I wrestled in high school, they had like Christmas tournaments and stuff like that. And you wrestled like different teams outside of who you wrestled during the season, so it made sense. You know what I mean? Like, you're not seeing the same people that you're seeing all season, which makes no sense. Why are you going to beat yourself up?
Yeah. And listen, don't get me wrong. A high school sporting event, that's fine. I'm all for the in-season tournaments.
It wasn't in season.
What I'm saying, in high school, that's cool. That's a good thing. But this is the pros. Like, for them to be putting a mid-season tournament and actually make-believe, because that's what you're doing, playing make-believe. Let's make-believe you won a championship. Well, you didn't. It was a regular season game.
Well, that's the same thing with soccer, too. Soccer has tournaments that they play people that are not in their league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's different
because it's not in your league, you know?
Right. I don't know, man. I really don't understand the whole logic of it. It was just to promote more basketball, I guess, get more viewers. But you're beating up your team. It's always
about the dollar.
Yeah. Right, you're beating up your team that's going to be playing all season, so it really you're just adding games to it, I guess. Like, it makes
well, I don't know if there's any more games added to regular season, like numbers wise.
Yeah. But
I just feel like you diminish what the actual championship is worth. I don't know. I don't mean to be the old curmudgeon and, you know, get off my lawn, but I just feel like it's just hokey and fake and just false.
It ain't going to last. I don't think it's going to last.
I paid it no mind. I couldn't care less. People are like, the Lakers won it. I'm like, oh, they did? Cool. I think they celebrated in the locker room with champagne. Like, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? Come on. I don't know. Whatever.
The Flyers are second in the division. You know what I mean? They only have
Flyers are playing good hockey. You know, but let's not forget, it's December. I want them to win too, but I'm nervous that, you know, come 3.5 months from now, you're gonna be like, oh man, we had a chance at a top three pick. We're gonna pick 10th now because we had that really good December. Like, I don't know. I'm rooting from the wind now. I'm back on board. Let's go Flyers.
There you go, man. Get on board.
Let's go Flyers.
It can't hurt, man. You know what I mean?
Like, I like winning. Listen, I love winning. I love winning. Right. And that's why I did the whole Flyers thing of, in a weird way, it's lose to win. You know, it was a means to an end. Tank to get really good draft picks for when Michkov comes over so we can, in the long run, win and win a lot. But yeah, I don't like losing. I don't like rooting for losing. So let's go Flyers.
Right. To just put all your eggs in one basket, to me, it doesn't make that much sense. It'd be nice, you know, if it happens, if he comes over from Russia, but you've seen it in the past where the guy, you know, doesn't. So
it's a good point.
Greg, Flyers, December on fire. Oh, come on, dude. We're just trying to. Jesus Christ, man. Philly fans, dude. So tough, dude.
I know.
I'm about to go
on a whole diatribe about Eagles fans, so I understand.
My buddy Joe, man, I've been trying to get on the show. He's really good with sports, and I know him for a long time, but he lives in Atlanta, Georgia now. He used to be in this area, and he's still a Philadelphia sports fan. But, man, he gives me shit all the time. On the bandwagon, jumps off the bandwagon, on the bandwagon, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, you know, Hurts isn't any good, this and that. It's just ridiculous, man. Well, you're either with us or you're not. You know what I mean?
I will say this, though.
Down in Atlanta or something, man.
I will say this. Like, my whole Flyers thing was never of jumping off where, like, I didn't like the team and I was beating them up. It was more of a means of I want to get really high draft picks to get there. But I know what you mean with some of these fucking Eagles fans. Let me get ready and start this because I watched this bipolar fucking fan base go from when we were sitting at 10-1 talking about, yeah, you know, we're going Super Bowl champions and everybody's riding them and we love them. We love Hurts. We love Sirianni. But how quick a lot of you guys fucking turn. Right. How quick they turn. Dude. Now it's fire Sirianni. Jalen Hurts is a fraud. You know,
it's nuts.
Listen, everybody take a deep breath. I know these three losses hurt, and they were devastating losses, especially the one the other night. But guess what? Dieter, do you remember about 7 weeks ago when I said, you know, we're going to go on a good run? I said, but get ready because there's going to come a part where it gets really tough, and we're going to go through it, but we're going to come out the other end that much better because we went through it. Guess what? We're going through it right now. And guess what? Here's the great part. It's almost over. And let all the people jump off and discredit. Because you know what the worst thing you can do for a Philadelphia team as an outside fan? Make us the fucking underdog. Tell us we can't. Because this is where I want to be. We're no longer the favorite. We're no longer the favorite. Make us the underdog. That's I hear people, you're going to lose to the Giants. Well, you're going to lose out. Okay. Okay. Hey, you know what the best medicine for the Eagles has been for the last 10 years? Playing the Giants. And that ain't going to change this the rest of the season. Because they're going to go take two from the Giants and one from Arizona. And when the season's over and we're at 13-4, I would have said before the season, hey, would you be happy with 13-4? People would be like, yeah, I'm on their side. I'm back on. You know, let's not forget, last year, does everybody remember last year? Does everybody remember last year, the year we went to the Super Bowl, last three games, or we lost 2 out of 3? Does everybody remember that? And then what we did, we got in the playoffs, went to the Super Bowl. Does everybody remember 2017, the year we won the Super Bowl? Do you remember losing 2 out of 3 going into the playoffs and everybody jumping off? Listen, it happens. Hey. This is the NFL. You need to go through this shit to find out more about yourself and about your team. They're going to be better because of it. This is where adversity builds strength, and that's what we're going through. I knew it was coming. Yeah. I told everybody 7 weeks ago on the podcast, I said, it's coming. Enjoy the winning, and then we're going to go through that, and then we're going to bounce back better than we were before.
What's a hungry dog do?
Hungry dogs run faster. Because if I don't eat breakfast, I'm pissed off too.
I watched Kelsey's show this week, man, and it was so cool. They did a shout out to a place in Deptford that does these Kelsey clusters, and it's based off of like their favorite Reese Pieces cereal.
It's that place up near the Wawa.
It's called Too Sweet.
Yes, like right next to the Wawa, right on what is that? Okay. 41 or whatever, 47
Road.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I know where you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really cool, man. I heard him say Deptford, New Jersey. I was just like, oh my God. Happy, man.
And I can say this because you're wearing a kitty cat sweater. So once in a while I watched the Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC. And did you see the guy from Deptford won last week?
No, I didn't
get watching. Dude from Deptford won the whole damn thing. And that's a national show. They go all over the country.
I usually watch it, man. I haven't watched this much this year, though, man.
Yeah, dude from Deptford won it. Real quick, I just want to say, too, I just want to harken back. I don't know if anybody remembers, but, you know, in 2017, we were riding high. I mean, the highest we've ever been. Carson Wentz was about to win MVP of the league. We're sitting there. Right. We're like 13-1. And then the bottom falls out. He gets hurt. Yeah. And I still remember. I remember going into work that Monday. And my boy Mike Rozier, because I was pumping my chest all year, I said to him, I said, I had a dream. And that dream is gone. I did. I thought the Eagles season was over. I was guilty of it. And you know what? They played really shitty, like two of those last three games. We got in. We played Atlanta, game one of the playoffs. And we snuck by the skin of our teeth. You're talking on the 1 yard line. Remember they threw it to Julio Jones and Jalen Mills basically pass interfered and we got away with it. And we went on to the next game against the Vikings and we're still shaky. But you know what they did? They reinvented themselves late. And you know what? Nick Foles caught lightning in a bottle. You know what? They started running that RPO, the run play option, and they reinvented themselves.
Great Nick. Man, what a great guy.
And that's what I'm trying to say. My point is it's never too late to everybody's beating up on the Eagles, their offense, but it's never too late to reinvent yourself. We did it in game two of the fucking playoffs the year we won the Super Bowl.
I was going to wear my Nicky Foles jersey. Cause Saint Nick.
BDN Christmas. Kid. BDN. He's like, a forever legend. My son's middle name is Nicholas because of that.
If I'm going to do Christmas, I'll do the Christmas shirt here. So, but cool. I had him on my mind, man. I was like, what a fucking great dude, man. Foles is fucking awesome. Just see that he won that, was it the guy who knew?
Oh shit! I didn't even realize it was the same dude. Oh, that's cool. Nice. That's the one at the old TD Bank off of Black Horse Pike, right there. Nice. That drive-through light show.
But Foles won that squash game, or what the hell?
Wasn't
it
pickleball?
Pickleball. That's it, dude.
That's my boy, BDN kid.
What a crazy thing, man.
Dude, Nick, that's my spirit animal, dude. Nick Foles is kidding me. That dude is fucking athlete, he lives a charmed life.
Yeah.
God bless. Hey, listen. That should give us hope. Because remember, that Nick Foles Eagles team, when Carson Wentz got hurt, they did not look good for 3 weeks going into the playoffs and even game one of the playoffs. So it's never too late, Eagles fans.
Did you see about the Phillies? Bryce Harper was like trying to talk
Yamamoto. To somebody. Yeah, yeah, he had a voice to, this thing.
Right.
Zoom call with Yoshi Yamamoto, who, by the way,
right,
gosh, I hope they sign him. That kid is a fucking stud. That kid's a beast. Yeah, get that kid amazing, in here, man. That kid is lights out.
Yeah.
I hope so.
But I mean, he's probably gonna want a lot of money. I think we're really at the
so let's give him a lot of money. What the fuck? Which
I know.
What do you mean? But what do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean? Hold on.
We're over our cap, though. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, are you? Is your mortgage in trouble? Can I tell you something? No. 4 years ago, John Middleton signed a $1 billion deal with. I'm going to repeat that. $1 billion. And guess what? Before he signed it, he was already a billionaire. And you know how much he's making at the park with parking, food, alcohol? Hand over fist. Kidding me? What? It's not your money. This team tried to cheap out on us for 90 years and not spend any money. You're worried about them spending money? Hey, spend and then spend some more. Because you owe it to us. You're the losingest franchise in sports history in the world. In the world. You owe it to us. Spend more. Buy me 10 titles.
Is that two?
We're going on a rookie rant.
I told you I came in guns a-blazing tonight, kid.
Oh, good shit, man.
I wore all black tonight because the Eagles are wearing all black unis on Monday when we go in there to punch the Giants' fucking lights out.
The BGSE guys said they're coming on, but I guess we'll have to do it on earner. And so we'll see if they come on later or something.
Good. I'm gonna watch the Dolphins beat the Cal Turds this Sunday afternoon. I can't wait. Oh, my
God. Yeah, dude.
I can't wait. Hey, what do you think about that Ravens-Niners game? Who you got? Or are you saving it for your picks? Is it one of your picks?
No, I did put it on my picks. And
nice. Me neither.
Dude, that's going to be a great game, dude. You know what I mean? Like, the Baltimore Ravens are fucking killing it, man.
So are the Niners.
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
It's going to be two teams that make it to their conference title games and then lose.
Yeah. But Lamar Jackson's doing really well.
He is stud.
49ers, man, they're just a force. Like, Jesus Christ, McCaffrey.
Right now. They're playing their best football right now. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to ask you something, Dieter, as a fellow Eagles fan. If any other guys are listening, I don't know if we have any listeners anymore, if I chased everybody off. I just have one question. Because I see a lot of Eagles fans burying the team and everything about it and hating on them. Here's my one question. What do you think the 49ers fans were saying after they lost three in a row this year?
They're doing great, man. They're doing great.
No, you know I'm saying, what do you think their fans were saying when the 49ers lost three in a row?
Yeah, dude, they're probably pissed off. They're probably
as much as us, did they give up on their team? Were they jumping shit?
No.
I don't know, because this is pretty bad.
Well, that's also San Francisco. Nobody really cares about the 49ers out there. It's not that great. You know what I mean?
I think they do care about the 49ers out there. It's
like really weak, dude. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that, Dieter.
I don't know, man. Like, they're all a bunch of hipsters, and it's... I don't know if they're into sports. You know what I mean?
Are you serious? Come on, man. It's not Oshkosh, Wisconsin, dude. They got the Niners. They got the Golden State Warriors. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's a great sports city.
The San Francisco Giants.
I just don't think they're
just saying
as hardcore sports fans as Philadelphia are.
Is there anybody that's a hardcore sports fan in Philadelphia?
We live and breathe fucking Philadelphia.
That's yes, you ding ding ding. Thank you. Yes, sir. You just nailed it.
I don't know too many people that are like, well, hey, I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm a Lakers fan and Rangers fan. If you're Philly, you're all the way through Philly, dude.
It for is, the most part, yeah. But there is a contingency of Calturds fans here, which that's, I don't get maybe your dad didn't hug you enough. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. What's up?
Or are you just like hating on people? You just are looking to get in an argument. You're just maybe a miserable person. Like, I just like fighting. And I respect that. I like it too. But what's going on with that?
Anytime the Calturds do good and the Eagles do bad, like people come out of the woodwork in my cockroaches. Just like, hey, where's Matt at? Where's Matt at? Where's he at? I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I gotta hear all this crap about these idiots. Be like, oh man, your Eagles didn't do too well this week.
I get it too, kid. I got you.
Did you see that game? Did you see the Cowboys? Oh man, Dak was so good. And then the next week he sucks. And then you know they're like quiet. Quiet as a mouse.
Well, the cockroaches, when they're winning, they're everywhere. When they're losing, they disappear under the counter or under the whatever.
Right.
The fridge.
Quiet as a mouse in the church, dude. Now, yeah. You don't even hear a squeak album.
But this is what makes it great. This is what makes sports great. You know what I mean? It's the rivalry. And guess what? I'll bet you dollars to donuts. I'll bet you dollars to donuts. We're going to see that Cowboys team one more time this year. And I can't wait. I can't fucking wait because we owe you. You know it. We know it. We're coming for you.
Some reason, man, they always do pretty good against us. I knew this year we were going to split. I knew it. You know what I mean? It was going to happen.
For now, but these things are not meant to last.
Well, you know, we always do good against the Giants, man. Like, I feel like this week we should murder them. We should fucking murder them.
I hope so. I don't think we'll murder them. Giants game and Eagles, last year we blew them out. But it's usually – it's a good dog fight. I think we win. You know, probably – I don't know. Closer than I think people want it to be. But I still think that the Eagles pulled this one out. I hope they murder them. You know, I hope they murder the Giants. You guys, nit what everybody's talking about, Danny DeVito or whatever, this fucking Jimmy Cutlets and shit, dude. They're going to sack this guy fucking – left and right, I hope.
This is
oh my gosh.
Look how big that dude is. That's our defensive lineman. That dude is gonna be in Tony Cutlet's face. So you're gonna get it, bro. You gotta get it.
Fun, everybody.
The dude's a monster, man.
He is a beast.
Such a cool fucking picture, man. I'm so happy my mom got that. And she was so excited, dude.
Shout out to Mr.
You're
going to
believe this. You're never going to believe this. I was like, all right, calm down.
It's a good lady.
Yeah, man.
God bless.
Oh, so cool.
Are you still on the same beer? I'm getting ready to get a new one.
I'm going to try to switch on to something else.
I must knock the whole table over.
I'm going to do. Oh, shit.
Oh, nice. Some tree.
Let me give you some music there.
What's in my fridge and also what's on my floor.
Oh, yeah. What's in your fridge? Jesus Christ. What's in your fridge? God, man, you ain't gonna be walking out into the cold to get any beer anytime soon, man. You're like a squirrel with nuts. You're like,
this is every day, cuz
it's time to hibernate.
So, I'm gonna stick with the Citra theme.
Oh, man,
and I'm gonna go with what do you got anyway? What is yours?
Well, I'm still drinking that.
The root and branch.
Yeah, I haven't.
What's the ABV on that root and branch? About
it's only 6.5.
Ooh, okay, yeah. And it's taking you that long to drink it,
dude. It's a thick beer.
They do heavy oats in their brewing process.
Yeah, and before I came on the show, I had a little tumbler of my Christmas present to myself. A Whistle Pig, 10 years, man. I want to tell you what, dude. That Whistle Pig, 10 years. Woo. That is a good bourbon, dude. So damn fantastic. Like, well, I had Pappy Van Winkle 10 years, and that's good, dude.
Do you? You have that now?
No, I had it before. Oh,
okay. Where'd you get that?
It was a tasting event, man. They had that, and they had the Utopias, dude. It was killer.
Wait a minute. You had Pappy Van Winkle itself, or you had H and Pappy Van Winkle barrels?
No, it was a bottle. It was a tasting event at Bobcat. Bobcat had like a little weekend thing way back when crap beer was like really big. Everybody had like CBS, and I brought like a Mexican brunch from Kane and such. So it was like a bottle share thing event.
No, what I'm saying, the Pappy Van Winkle you had, did you have the actual bourbon or did you have a beer that was aged in
Pappy Van?
No, I have. Oh, so you did have the bourbon. Bottle. Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. I thought it was a beer event you were saying.
No. Yeah, it was a beer, but we had Utopia.
Well, okay. Suppose a liquor too. That's fucking money, kid. Yeah. Good for you, man.
I will say like the Pappy 10 years. It was kind of like thin. I mean, it was delicious. The Whistle Pig 10 years had a more like a robust taste. Like, I get why Pappy is so damn good, but the Whistle Pig 10 years, that's so good too. And I'm able to buy that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was able to buy a bottle of that. So I'll be enjoying that this Christmas season. So
you ever drink the Angel's Envy?
Yeah. Didn't we have that or something like that at the... Oh, and Pittman, right? Or something like, what was that bottle that we had there? Yeah, your buddy got us a good bourbon to try.
I was so banged up that day.
I think it was that, man. But yeah, we had that together. It's a cool looking bottle, right? It's like real sleek. And, yeah.
Real quick, I don't want to interrupt, but what I'm going with next is Juice Project, Citra.
Oh shit!
And I want to say, this is a different nose. Listen, I just had the Unfold the Scrolls from Uncas in all citrus triple dry hop. Two totally different noses. So, anybody's new to the craft beer world, I definitely get some similarities. I'm going to say this. People are going to think, but almost a dish soap smelling this, not. I'm not saying in a bad way. Not in a bad way. It doesn't actually smell like dish soap, but it's the way I'm trying to put it into words, the way this Citra is popping differently a little than this one. It's more brighter, maybe like floral, but not so, like florally fragrant. A lot more than the other all Citra IPA. I don't know. It's the best way I can say it. My cannabis quarter's kicking in, but it smells good, but it's almost a dish soap smell, which is off-putting to me. I didn't try the beer yet. It's not a terrible smell. It's just I'm like, oh, that's odd. But
kind of like an orange Joy soap dish type of thing or something?
That's not a bad way to put it. Yeah. Almost and with that, almost a little marmalade. Which I wouldn't expect to get from a big Citra beer, but I am getting it.
That color is fucking remarkable. And that you could just tell a treehouse beer. Right. You could tell it has that nice orangey color. Like the beers we had earlier were a little bit more lighter. Pale.
Yeah. Maybe more oats in the ones that we had before. By the way, now that the more I'm smelling it and then it's getting better. You know, my nose is opening up to different smells. I'm picking up different stuff. It's, you know, that's why I love the craft beer. I could do a whole podcast just on craft beer. Me and you got to start. Listen, we got to start doing some beer drinking reviews, do our own, another different, maybe a 20-minute podcast. People will watch. I'm putting it out here now. Everybody watch. You know, we name a different thing and just where it's just beer.
Eventually. I'm trying to, you know, get us to calm down a little bit so we can bring in some of the like Mike Rozier and maybe get like
definitely
Carmichael and stuff like that. Be great.
Sorry to interrupt. That's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
That's a 5 out of 5. That's a 5.5 out of 5. That's 10 Marones out of 5.
Take
care to brush your hair.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude, I watch him too. So my boy, funny, that, man.
That's Kujin, man.
Kujin. Oh Kujin, my god,
that's the cuz, man. That's my boy.
Oh, and I'm gonna tell you another good one to watch. What's it? JL Jupiter. Awesome dude. Yeah, he goes all around Philly, eats all like different places. And
wait a minute, is that the little stocky chubby dude with the braids, the dreads?
No, but He recommended this place. I can't remember the name. Starts with a V. Vigala.
Where is it located? Philly?
Yeah, it's right around my work. And we went there this week, and it was amazing, dude.
Wow. What is it, Italian? Amazing.
No, it was like grilled food, but it was in a German town. Yeah, it's a rough area, but it was just like,
it's not German food.
No, German town.
Sorry, I thought you said it's all German food. I love German. If you ever go to Brauhausschmidt, they're the best fucking shit.
Yeah, Brauhausschmidt is awesome, but it starts with a V. It's a barbecue restaurant.
Starts with a V, ends with an A.
Yeah, it's so weird. But it's all vagina. I had three different kebabs. I had a grilled shrimp, grilled steak, grilled chicken. Oh my god, it was so good. They do New York strip steaks, ribeye. It amazing. The three kebabs cost me $14, and it was fucking on a like an awesome salad, dude. So if you want to learn good food in the Philadelphia, Jersey area, check that dude out, JL Jupiter, dude. He does a really good review.
Check out that restaurant. Everybody begins with a V. We don't know what it's called, but check it out. Germantown food. Shit, dude. Check it out. Begins with a V, yo. I think the cannabis water is kicking in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love it. By the way, this fucking beer is next level, kid. I thought this right here is a 4.85 on Untappd. This is a 5.5. I didn't think it could get better.
So,
by the way, I got to drop some beer off to you, Frail, this weekend.
Yeah, he was telling me. He sent me the cash already on Cash App. But that's cool. The restaurant in Germantown, Philly is called Venango Barbecue Restaurant with a V. Yeah,
man. With a V. Fanango with a V.
Dude, it was insane. Let me see if I can get this picture up for you.
So is it Middle Eastern?
Like, no. It's like straight grilled food, man. Like they do steak, chicken, shrimp.
Nice.
And for the price, dude, it was perfect, man. You couldn't beat the price. And that's very hard. But like in Philly, dude, Philly's always overpriced and all their stuff. The dude gave it a 10 out of 10. And he goes all around. And he said the area, though, he gave it a 5 out of 10.
Yikes. that's like going to Donkey's. Like, I got an amazing cheesesteak, but I got the fuck out of there real quick when I was done. And I went at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, put a bulletproof vest underneath your sweater.
You want to play a game? You hungry? watch this.
Dude, it's so fucking funny, dude. The restaurant, it's only takeout only, and there's plexiglass all over the restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
There's a little slot about this big. They're like, here's your bag, and I'll take your money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking next level shit right there, dude. Yeah, that's fucking ghetto of ghetto, dude.
You ain't robbing them. Let's put it that way.
You're getting some good tacos in that area, too. You know that shit. Shout out.
Oh, man. But after that dude reviewed it.
The best, most ethnic food is found in the worst areas. I joking. Yeah. I'm like, you can get good tacos. I'm telling you, I bet you there is. Yeah. That's where to get the best, most ethnic food, man.
And after he did that review, the line for that place, like, we got there early. So we were like, kind of like fifth in line. But the line was wrapped around the place. And everybody was saying the same thing. Nice. They found out from this dude at JL Jupiter or whatever. So, word gets around, dude. Social media today, if you hear anything that's good, blows up, dude. It just blows up.
Speaking of which, I wanted to ask you something, too. You're somebody that used to go to the Memphis Tap Room, a good amount. Great spot, by the way. Shout out. Shame they closed. Didn't somebody buy it and open up a new joint there?
Yeah, the new joint's really good, too.
Oh, you went?
I have not. I have had friends that go around that area.
On par with the Memphis Tap Room?
No, not so much.
No. Still good beer selection?
They have a small brewery. I mean, it was nothing big in the beginning. You know what I mean? So they do like half beers, which is like a lager, an IPA. You know what I mean? Like, there's no names to them. You know what I mean? It's just like table beers. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's.
Right. I want to be on in the in crew.
Yeah.
We don't name our beers. Right. They name themselves at the table.
Here's our Pilsner.
the food's this really is our Grisette. Name it.
Yeah, the Grisette. But I hear it's a little pricey, man.
It has to be. If you're going to be in.
I'll go tell you right now, though, if you're looking for a good IPA in the Philadelphia area, Humble Parlor.
You tell me about that, man.
That's probably the best IPA you're going to get in Philly, man.
Really? It's
really damn good.
Better than Tired Hands?
It's pretty damn good, dude. I would say if your choices are St. Owners or Humble Parlor, it would be like a toss-up, dude, because they're both really fucking good. Oh, my God. Look at this guy. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes, people. Yeah! There
he is. Peter, what I told you, cockroaches. Let's
go. Oh, fired up. He's fired up, guys.
Robert drinking some cider tonight.
Oh, my God. They're coming in full force.
There's another one.
Here we go.
Cockroaches.
Oh, my God. And look at this. Big Game James himself.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Tampa's got a huge game this weekend.
Every game is big.
You're preaching a choir there.
It's a BGSC Network Christmas miracle, guys. Look at
this. The Christmas episode.
So good. Cheers, guys.
The All-Stars. This is the All-Star team.
Man, I knew I loved you, man.
I'm drinking that Seahawks.
Stops. What do you got? A Miller Light?
I'm drinking a Miller Light. Nah, brother. I got Seahawk juice.
Oh, ouch.
This guy.
Officially a Seahawk fan.
Well played, sir.
Call the exterminator.
The hate is in the house.
I'm right here.
Get the raid.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
Oh, that's tough. Well, good to see you guys, man. I love you, kid. You can break balls, but man, you got your fucking lunch eating right in front of you, dude. And he smiled while I ate it. And that's Josh Allen and the Bills. So you don't gotta hand me nothing with the Seahawks. I get it.
Right.
No. Look, seven passes. You get beat 31-10, seven passes. You deserve to lose.
I hear you. Listen, we're both sitting on the end of it that we won't sit on this week. So we'll get back after it.
That's it. Hey, just win, and we'll see each other in the playoffs.
I hope so. That's the dream.
That's what I want to see.
Me
that's
too.
This is
Rocking Apollo, dude. It's fucking North Carolina Duke. It's fucking Ohio State Michigan. It's fucking USC UCLA. It's one of the biggest rivalries. It's Red Sox Yankees. It's one of the biggest rivalries in American sports. I love it. This is what I live for.
Now did the Cowboys do against the Giants? What was
they own the Giants every time.
Did they?
Yeah. Always.
Beat that ass.
Here's the great part. You know who else owns the Giants? Us. You know what I said earlier? I said, you know what the great elixir for a Philadelphia Eagles football team is playing the Giants. I can't wait. If you give me twice in. Thank you. And the football gods are smiling back now.
And you got the Commies twice in 3 weeks? Come on, man.
We got the Giants twice, and then we got the Cardinals. By the way, the Cardinals are going to be a tougher game than I think people think. Jonathan Gannon got revenge on his mind, too.
Well, I think you said we beat the Commies, right? That's what we were saying, Stocks?
Yeah.
They weren't off of this year, man.
No. You'll beat the Giants as you should. You know, you'll send Tommy Cutlets back to the pizzeria, and he'll try and get his money. He'll recoup that money. That he can, so you know, good for him. You know, good for them, because his agent is a douche.
He doubled the price after he already some pizzeria or something like that.
Yeah. Some family owned
douche. That's crazy, douche. Man.
Douche. Ben Affleck type. Yeah.
Yeah.
On that level.
Oh, so good, dude.
Hey, speaking of douches, Aaron Rodgers, I'm so glad he's cleared so that they can you know, be a douche even more. Like, yeah, I'm clear, but I'm not going to play, even though I said I was going to play this whole season.
On, Jay Stark, we're all the way 100. Why in the God's name would you even risk playing behind that makeshift offensive line for nothing? You're not winning anything. You're not going anywhere.
Dude, Ricky T.
He wasn't going to play anyway, Big G. Who
would play for that team?
Thank you, Trey. I got a question. He was never going to play.
He was there. He's all about himself. He's a selfish, ignorant prig. And all he wants to do is himself. He was never going to play.
Never. I got a question for you, Dieter, Rick T. If you had to compare Aaron Rodgers to a beer, what would it be?
Oh.
It has to be a douchey beer.
Yeah, that one. So like a Natty Light.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Stobbs. Natty Light ain't douchey beer. I came up on that, kid. What do you think I was pounding on the woods when we were at the moon shower parties?
You know better now.
You used to have a backpack full of Keystone in college.
I know.
That sounds like a walking beer.
You're talking Aaron Rodgers is like a fucking Saison, dude. And he's not even a fucking Belgian Saison. He's like a French Saison.
He's
I'm eclectic. I air ferment. They don't add any. Yeah, I ferment out in the fucking wild.
Right. I'm a $30 bottle, and when you drink me, it's going to give a sour pucker taste to your face, man. Like, what the fuck did I just do?
I just had to ask that question, man. Because, you know, we're here to first one show. I'm like, that dude's
that was a good one, man. That was a good one.
Cheers.
Glad you guys came on, dude. That's awesome, dude. It's so cool.
Absolutely. Great cast, man. Love to see you guys, especially this time of year. I know it's cold and snow up there.
Man, it's freezing up here, man. It's like fucking 28 degrees right now.
Flooding like crazy in Jersey?
Yeah. It was raining like all week. What was it, last week or beginning of the week and two, man? It was
crazy. By the way, and I got a fucking leak in my roof now. I got a fucking new roof put on.
Oh, shit. That sucks, man.
Yeah, dude, right around the holidays, dude. I got all my kids' fucking Christmas shopping. I got done. The fucking roof is leaking. I'm like, fuck.
So
it must have been
Cowboys, man. I mean,
yeah.
So you guys got the Dolphins, huh?
We got the Fins.
How you guys feel about that?
Trey, what are you fucking high, dude?
My what?
He's chopping away down there.
Hey, I'm looking at you. Look like you're fucking high, dude. You're over there housing this fucking snack, right, dude. Now. What are you? Your eyes are half closed, dude. What are you doing? You back there smoking a bowl, chief?
Listen,
what the fuck are you doing? I just caught on to that because I'm high. I'm high as shit, dude. I got some great sativa and a great cannabis. What I just broke out.
So, I might be a little tipsy, but I just came back.
Dude, I'm not staying with you. I'm staying with Rick T when I come up there, bro. I know now.
You don't want to hang out with me, dude. You'll be fucking locked up in fucking three plates of three bars with me in fucking halfway through the weekend.
One. Hey, look, yeah, what my uncle always told me is at least no one. When you go, at least no one.
Amen.
So how do you feel about the Tua and Dolphins, man? How you guys feel
nervous
about going
against him? Fuck.
No. Nervous. I'm not nervous at all.
Stobbs, where is that? Is that in Dallas or is that Miami?
It's in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nervous.
I'm not worried whatsoever.
Cowboys you should be.
Cowboys haven't lost back-to-back games in over 2 years. Mike McCarthy's going to get the Dallas, I think it's
okay.
I picked Buffalo to win that game last week. I think it's gonna be a blowout. I didn't think it was gonna be that bad, but I just feel like coming off an emotional win over the Eagles, I feel like just going to Buffalo is like Buffalo's had everything to play for. Dallas already clinched a playoff spot. It wasn't, but I think Miami coming up, I think we went 1-1, and I think Miami was a game. And like Jay, the Buff Nerd said, man, like the fans don't show up. They don't until like the third quarter.
I know what you're saying. It's not a wrong point.
Yeah.
Miami has a better defense than Dallas. Buffalo, though.
I really do.
Now, Eagles
listen, if I was a betting man, I definitely would not want to touch this game. That I don't like to ever pick Dallas, but man, it's tough for me to pick Miami in this game. And I hope I'm wrong. You know, I hope Miami wins. You know that, just like you wish against us. But I think Trey makes a good point, man. That's a different type of teams.
The Eagles just got off their hard stretch, but I believe you guys are going through your hard stretch. We got the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Commies. Yeah.
I'm not worried about the Lions. We have them at home, and that's Jimmy Johnson's Ring of Honor ceremony. Basically, I think we're going to win that game.
Okay.
He's not coaching.
But honestly,
amen to that. Thank you, Big Games. He is not coaching that game.
What the hell does Jimmy's ceremony have to do with the guy? Listen.
I'm just saying I don't think it's happening. But no, listen. No, big game. This is what I'm saying. I see the Cowboys winning Sunday and then beating Detroit. And then, like, the Eagles, like, we're tied, right? I see the Cowboys losing against the Commanders. That's what I see. That's the Cowboys, right?
Like, we always it's Trey. I never want to pick for your Cowboys. I don't like to, but – I don't know, man. You guys got a really good team up there. And I hate saying this. I know you ran into a starving to death Buffalo team that was coming out fighting like a Wolverine. So, listen, but you guys got a good squad, man. I don't think the Commies beat you on the last game. I hope they do. Nah. And I hope the Dolphins beat you too. But I don't know. That Commies team seems like they already folded up tent and they're going away.
Listen, I mean, they're probably playing for their draft pick right now.
They're probably trying to get a higher draft pick. They're like, fuck it, sit Sam Howell.
For them to win would be stupid.
Seriously.
We'll be honest with you. It's Eric Bieniemy. I think he's the next coach for the Washington Commanders. But honestly, I'm being truthfully honest. I think y'all win against the Giants this week. But I think DeVito, I think he beats one of y'all. I think he beats you one game. Yeah.
I hope not. I don't think so, but I certainly hope not. Cinderella's going to, you know, turn back into the fucking pumpkin anytime now. I don't know how that story goes, but something like that. I'm not worried about that, dude. Listen, thank you, football gods, for giving me this fucking Jimmy Cutlets twice in the last three games after I just got my fucking ass kicked three times. Thank you, football gods. Seriously.
Eagles are going to be fucking fired up, dude.
That's not the two games I'm worried about. I think the Eagles win. I think it's the game against Arizona. You know, you got a Rich Gannon, Sirianni kind of thing going on there. Kyler Murray, since he's come back, Arizona's playing better ball than they were. I don't know. That's the game I worry about.
How worried are you guys about Jalen Hurts? Because the Buff nerd and I just kind of thought about
it. I'm not.
Dude. He was sick last week, man. He flew on his own fucking.
The amount of turnovers he has all year. He's playing colorblind sometimes, guys.
I think a lot has to do with his offense coordinator, and I don't think he likes to play calling, and the game plan is very vanilla and predictable. Yeah. And I think you see it in his body language, and he's like, you can see him walking off a third down. They shit the bet on, and his body language says, "What the fuck were you calling that for?" You know what I mean? Like, I think Brian Johnson is gone at the end of the year, without a doubt. They already fired Sean Desai, not without firing him. You don't think Brian Johnson's out of here? You're terrible offense coordinator.
On AJ Brown. AJ Brown's always double teamed, dude.
He's gotta be more creative, man. You gotta confuse defenses. This league's too smart.
Well, I don't know if y'all watched it. The Manning podcast, they had Christian McCaffrey on. He called every play.
I know.
Y'all are so vanilla. Like, you always talk about Dallas back in the day.
But wait a minute. You don't think if he sat and watched your guys' game, he'd be called? That kid's a genius of the game, though. I mean, that's like watching a game with Peyton Manning himself, which he did. Christian McCaffrey comes from a football family. That's all he's been fed his whole could probably do that for 90% of the league. Right.
I don't know. All I'm saying is y'all haven't had the Cowboys. Like, yeah, the Cowboys been blown out double digit,
We did too against San Fran and Dallas.
The Eagles have not blown out anybody all year. Are y'all a little worried about that? Like, y'all have not?
We held the Dolphins to 10 points, that vaunted offense. Dolphins we held the gone. Kansas City Chiefs Dolphins. To less than 20 points in their house in Kansas City. I know it's the time now to beat up on the guy that's down on his luck, but this Eagles team, there's a lot of Philly fans here burying them. This team. Listen, what do you think 49ers fans were saying after they lost three games in a row? Acting like these fucking Philly fans? Probably not. Everybody in here is acting like a fucking...
they're ready for Brock to get out of there. They're ready for Brock to leave.
They didn't have Trent. Brock
was hurt.
Brock Purdy's a stud.
He is.
But so is Jalen Hurts. So is Jalen Hurts.
I'm sorry.
Is Dak Prescott. Listen, you're talking about the three best teams in NFC. Let's be real about it. The three best teams in NFC are San Fran, Dallas, and Philly. No particular order. And guess what? All three teams have a stud quarterback. Is Jalen Hurts struggling a little bit as compared to last year? Sure. Did Dak struggle in different years and now is having a great year? Sure. That's just how the NFL is. That's just how it goes. That's just the nature of the beast. But they're all three of these quarterbacks are stud quarterbacks. And that's a reason why all their teams are the top three teams in the NFC. Three stud quarterbacks.
You know what? And I might get hate for this because I'm in Philly and I'm probably getting hate for this. I don't think Jalen's a stud quarterback this year.
Saying this year? Was Dak a stud quarterback 2 years ago then? No, but he is now. That's what I'm saying. It goes, dude, it fluctuates.
No, Dak was a stud quarterback before he got hurt.
Wait a minute. I think I saw a few of your shows where you were burying the guy.
I hate that because Dak cannot – his pre-snap reads are horrible. It just was. And so now the problem – whatever, Trey. The problem is that now when he can't do his little here-we-go crap, right?
Oh, my God.
And that's watch the film. The guy cannot do pre-snap reads when he can't.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm very serious.
So who wins the division? Who wins the division here? Eagles or Dallas, man? Who's winning the division here?
Philadelphia's
going to win. Can I just throw in something real quick, too, though? I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world if the Eagles finish second in the division, and all of a sudden you get now the 5 seed, where you'll play the winner of the NFC South, which will either probably be New Orleans or fucking Tampa. No offense to Tampa. But I think that, listen, that's a blessing in disguise.
There he is. There's a big game, James. Yeah.
Hey, listen. I said this, and I hate to admit it. We know the NFC South is shit right now. It's bad.
Good.
It's bad.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
I'm glad I've been saying it all. Too. But like I'm ready for y'all to know that we're going to right the ship against one of you sorry ass NFC East teams that is overpowered.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You don't have to believe it.
I don't believe.
What year is that going to be? I just want to know. Will my youngest be in college then, or? I just want to win the bet.
We're gonna change our cadence to here we go as we put our foot up in your ass.
Well, as long as you can do it at home and not on the road, you'll be all right. Because if you do it on the road, you ain't winning.
Well, we know y'all can't do shit on the road right now.
Well, we know that. But that's what I'm betting on Miami.
I believe Miami's gonna show Dallas that again this weekend.
Wait a minute. If Dallas wins against Miami next. So is that like, Dallas group, or is it like, because Miami can't win against big teams either. So it's like, they beat Miami, who can't beat big teams. So like, is it like a lose-lose situation for the Dallas Cowboys this
week? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Dallas is going to get shit either way, Trey. I believe it. I believe what you're saying is right. Like if Dallas wins, we know Miami can't win the big game.
Is it 25?
Or if they get beat by Miami, it's like, we knew Miami was too much for the Dallas Cowboys.
So it's like
Philly to keep losing. That's what we need.
Well, listen, I'll always root for Dallas to lose no matter what. It's the one.
Absolutely.
I will, but I'll say this though. The one thing, and I wouldn't bet the game, but I do know this. Dallas is probably looking at, like, wow, San Fran plays Baltimore. This is probably going to be their toughest game for the rest of the year. If there's any chance of San Fran losing any games the rest of the year, it's going to be this game. So, Dallas is thinking, fuck, we got to beat Miami. You know what I mean? Just in case if fucking San Fran loses, we can jump in there because San Fran ain't losing any more games after this. No. They might even beat Baltimore too. I mean, this San Fran team is rolling like a fucking freight train. But if there's any chance they lose a game, it's this weekend against Baltimore.
But do you really trust, like, I know San Fran's rolling right now, but do you really trust them to be healthy throughout the playoffs?
I don't know. I hope not. I hope they're not. I hope none of you guys are healthy. I'm the only healthy team in the Eagles. But listen, we know it's not like that. Every team, gets everything. So,
but this time of year, I mean, they've already been, bitten by the bug, right? The
Who's that, San Fran?
Yeah. They've already gone through their stretch of players being out, and you saw how tragic.
You never know.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I mean, Debo was like,
I know this. I know, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I hope if the Eagles do get somehow the way the weird winding roads of the NFL works out, if we somehow get to play San Fran again, whether it be, you know, in the second or third round of the NFC playoffs, I want them to be healthy. The team that came in and kicked my ass, I want to fight that dude again. I don't want to half-ass like, oh, we only want, like last year, we only want because Purdy was. I want to fight the best version of you.
The games we
bring
lost.
Bring San Fran in here, or let's go out there even better in their house. Game. Totally healthy.
Well, and beat them. We knew we were going to split the games with the Cowboys.
Sure.
And then,
we all knew that.
What's it? The coach, Pete Carroll, whatever he
beat us Seattle
eight times. Yeah,
yeah, I know. It's a weird thing. It was like us with the Jets. The Jets didn't beat us for like ever. It was the first time the Jets ever beat the Eagles in a regular season. Happened this year. It's the same with the Eagles in Seattle. They never beat fucking Pete Carroll.
Let us take our beat-ins and get fired up and take these next three games, go in the playoffs, fired up, and that's what I. Let's be the underdog. Like,
let's play our best. Man. Let's play our best football in January and February. San Fran's playing their best now.
Tell us. Yeah, I'm ready. We're ready, man.
San Fran on the sputter.
I love Philadelphia fans. They're so delusional. I love y'all.
You should.
There's no one more delusional than a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Hey, thank you, Big Game. Thank you, Big Game.
The first time we had Trey on here, he's like, man, I hate you guys.
Trey is high as shit. I don't care what anybody said. That dude's fucking stoned. Look at his eyes.
He's back. He's like, you guys are all right.
Drinking Natty Light and eating chips.
Like, they make movies about this shit.
That's why I was like 25 and 35. Like,
oh, shit, listen, man.
Listen.
This has been one of the best episodes ever.
So good, dude. So good.
On the dressing. Listen, first off, Big
BGS Network, man. Like,
what's the word? What's the price? White's some nice.
Listen, I'm a Cowboy fan, no doubt, but I'm a realist Cowboy fan. Until they prove it to me,
Gray's the highest Cowboy fan you'll ever meet. You're so high. Look, your eyes are so. I know you're high, dude. You don't have to tell me online, but it's cool. I am too, dude. I'm gonna go. Actually, have more right now.
I'm not high.
Actually, you're so high, dude.
I never.
And you're like housing like a bag of apple chips or something. I'm like, what's he doing?
Should we go through any picks of the week, or man, should we just like wrap this up, man? Because
I got my picks ready.
I'm with you, buddy. Let's do picks of the week.
Anybody picks of the week?
Come on.
You first, Trey. What you got there, buddy?
Oh, wow. Well, because I'm last. Okay.
I'm going to go last.
All right.
Because it's cold.
I'm picking the Baltimore Ravens to go into 49ers and defeat the Ravens.
Wow, Paul Blue.
Wow.
31.
Fucking balls pick, dude.
Yeah, man.
Hey, did you say that, Trey? Did you say that backwards? Like, you just kind of messed me up. You said,
yeah, you did.
I picked the Ravens to defeat the Ravens in
sports. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kind of high, apparently. I'm picking the Ravens to go to 49ers.
The Ravens are going to beat themselves.
It's 2023. High is good. That's plus on the popularity list.
35-31. Baltimore's going to San Fran.
25 milligrams to 35 milligrams. The Ravens will beat the Baltimores.
And here's my second pick. Just because I'm on here.
New York Giants
are defeating the Eagles, baby.
Of course you don't believe that, dude.
You would not think you would pick that.
You do not believe that. No, you don't. Damn. You know your heart, Trey. You know your heart. That's wrong.
Hey, I have no problem. Hey, y'all give me tickets to go to the Philadelphia. I have no problem wearing Dallas Cowboy gear in the Philadelphia Eagle fan. I don't care. Bring me up. I'll get a beat up. I don't care. Let's go.
Trey, nobody – people think it's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome like up that, here. Man. It's not like that. You're not going to – nobody's going to try to beat you up because you have Dallas gear on. Although I did get thrown out of stadium for fighting a Dallas fan like 6 years ago. It was a great time, but I'm just kidding. It was like 9 years ago. I'm sorry.
No,
I went to it's different.
I went to school at UTA. I went to a Dallas Eagles game in Texas, man. I had my jersey on for Eagles. Nobody gave me any crap.
I went to an Eagles-Giants game with Hippie Brian, who's a Giants fan, by the way, and all my Eagles here up at the old Meadowlands, not even new one where they priced everybody out. So, listen, I get it. Eagles fans are bad, but they're just as bad up there in New York. Yeah. I was in there taking a piss, and I knew they were like, they're going to turn this fucking porta potty. Boom, I kicked the door. I got my fucking dick in my hand. I'm pissing everywhere. I'm like, these guys are going to try to turn the fucking porta potty on me while I'm taking a piss. They did, but I jumped out. I said, all right, cool. Which is awesome because Philly fans, Chirp fans are like, oh, look, you want to go? They're like, yeah, I want to go. So, yeah.
Hey, it's no respect, man. It's
Two worst places I ever played.
But do you mean that in a loving way, though?
No.
That's respect, dude. If you can win in Philly or New York, dude, you're a warrior.
Hey, I've been to Philly twice, and I've whipped the Eagles' ass twice, but two of the worst places I ever played was the old Vet Stadium and the Black Hole out in the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, talk about y'all.
Hey, man, motherfuckers threw batteries at us in Philly, bro.
Good.
That's what they do.
Hey, and the great thing is, leaving the team hotel, going on the bus, this young dude walked up to me, I'll never forget it, man. I was suited and booted. This is when I was with Indianapolis, getting ready to go to the, Lincoln wasn't open yet. We're going to the Vet. Dude said, yo, my man, you look fly. You look good, player. Too bad you want to get that ass whacked by the Eagles. I was like, fuck you. Fuck everything you stand for. Whip your ass. Had Donovan McNabb running all over the goddamn field. Give me two of them goddamn Geno's cheesesteaks to take back with me after I whip that ass. Let's go.
Hey, yeah, listen, big game. I got to tell you this out of love. Next time you come up, Philly, if we all hang out, I got to take you for a better cheesesteak than Geno's. That's the tourist trap. There's way better cheesesteaks than Geno's.
That's fucking funny.
Listen, we got to do a podcast where we get all y'all up here. We do one fucking live. We'll hit some of the best cheesesteak joints. And guess what? The best cheesesteak in Philly is in New Jersey. It's called Donkey's. It's in Camden. I'm serious.
I ate there. Yeah, you're right.
It's fucking it's life changing cheesesteak. And I listen, like Dieter, I've probably eaten 1,000 cheesesteaks in my life. Yeah. You know, they all become a lot similar and the same thing until you do something different and change the game. And that's what Donkey's did. They put it on the round, the poppy seeded round bun. They added a fucking little slight spicy red sauce to it. It's phenomenal.
Long, man, if we start talking about food and everything.
Cheesesteaks fucking rule.
Let's go. Next person with the lineup. If you guys need any picks or anything.
I got picks.
All right, Ricky, there you go. Let's go, Ricky.
All right. Did you do yours at theater? I'm high as shit, dude. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, here we go.
Yes, Trey, you are.
Listen, I don't know why the line is this right here because this line stalking to me. I'm too high for it. I can't keep up.
Oh, my goodness
gracious. Trey is high, ain't he?
We don't smoke weed, but we'll eat gummies. We'll eat gummies.
Please indulge.
All right, go ahead.
I had trouble when I looked at this line. I was kind of surprised to see it. I know Indy's coming off a big win, and sometimes once in a while you have a little bit of a letdown. But they're getting 2.5 against Atlanta. And I know Atlanta's fighting for their playoff and division life. But I still think they're not overrated because they're not really rated that high. I just don't think they're there yet. I think they're kind of a middle of the pack team. And I know you got Taylor Heinicke going to come in and start this game. And I love that kid's fight and his grit. Sometimes I'm scared to ever play against because his teams always just play it tough to the end. But even with that being said, I still think Indy and that Shane Steichen offense last year, Philly offense, by the way, aka if you watch it, it's the exact same offense that Jalen Hurts ran last year. And you notice who's flourishing in it? Gardner's fucking Minshew. So yes, so you see that. And I think Indy covers the 2.5 by a lot and beats Atlanta. And watch out for that Indy team, like you watched out for the Eagles team last year where they weren't expected. Shane Steichen is the real deal. That guy's one of the most innovative play callers and head coaches in the league. That Indy team's just going to start. Gardner Minshew's doing this. Remember that.
Yeah, it's
Gardner Minshew's doing this.
It's
Gardner Minshew's doing this. It's not Drew Brees. It's not Jalen Hurts. You know, it's not fucking Dak Prescott. This is Gardner Minshew, and he's doing really well because it's Shane Steichen is an offensive genius.
Quarterbacks that like, were like, you know, not supposed to be anything or coming up like – and stepping it up, man.
Shane Steichen's the next Andy Reid. You heard it here first. If you want everything, we were lucky as the Eagles last year to have him here the last 2 years. Yes, and his exit says a lot.
Quarterbacks got injured a lot this year. There were so many quarterbacks that got knocked out.
Well, remember, he started the year with Anthony Richardson.
Trey's raising his hand like he's in school, yo.
Well, I'm saying,
like it's on Zoom.
I got a question.
I'm on Zoom. Am I on Zoom? Raise hand, question. Zoom.
Okay. I still have two more picks, but I want to hear Trey. What do you got to say? You look so high. I just can't wait to hear you guys say. Well, but think about it. Tickles me pink.
Well, you brought the Atlanta Falcons, and I respect. So, what do you think? Do you think Justin Fields will be the answer for the Atlanta Falcons next year over Ritter?
I mean, I don't know. Are they going to trade for Justin Fields?
I don't think Chicago gets rid of Justin Fields right now.
I don't either. I don't either, bro. I think Justin Fields is too good a talent.
Yeah.
He is a good talent, but there's no – like
he's better than anybody coming out this year.
If Arthur Black is not coming back
to Arthur Atlanta, Black.
The mother – the coach. What if the
mother Arthur Smith. Oh, Arthur Smith.
Oh, shit. Black breaks on. My bad, Smith.
That's all right. I know he's not doing it all the time. I do the same thing.
Hey, man, that's how I feel.
About the Black. Arthur Black.
Hey, man, I got a contact from Johnny Trey. White. Don't be mad at me, okay? I got a contact from Trey, so it rubbed off on me. I'm sorry.
Right now,
all I want is a bag of Doritos and a sandwich right now. Look,
he got Trey. A gummy contact.
Yeah.
But
if Smith,
I need a fucking beer.
If Smith is going to be out in Atlanta, there's no chance that they go try to get Justin Fields. I don't think.
I don't think they get rid of Justin Fields either. Why would you? I mean, he's one of the better young quarterbacks in the league. I think he's on that next path.
So if you're the Bears. Do you trade your first overall pick then?
Why?
No.
You can do a lot of finagling with that pick.
Well, Caleb, you could be the number one overall pick. That's what I'm asking.
Well, what I'm saying is, or you can move down and acquire a ton of. I mean, look what Houston did by moving picks around. They ended up with C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson from Alabama in the same fucking draft in the first round. I mean, that's finagling picks. I mean, that's GM artistry 101 with the Houston Texans did.
And the other receiver, they got Dale.
That kid's good. A stud. The whole receiving core is a stud.
Yeah, and they got Meechie's back this year. He's not played bad for him at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
They Atlanta would have to give up too much to get Justin Fields in the first place.
You'd have to give up a one easily to get Justin Fields.
Yeah. And if you're getting rid of Justin Fields, that means that you're getting rid of your head coach.
Right. And you're getting ready to rebuild.
Yeah. So you're in a rebuilding year, which they probably are anyway.
I don't agree with that because Justin Fields was the pick of this regime. The GM and the head coach was not the pick that Justin Fields. He wasn't the same guy.
Yeah, but what I'm saying – no, I know. But what I'm saying, though, is I think Justin Fields is considered by many to be in the next tier of the next round of the great quarterback. Yeah. He's not there yet. What I'm saying, though, is – or would you risk it to take a guy – now, I'm not saying there's not good quarterback coming out in this draft. There is. But I think you got a guy that's already 3 years into the league, and that in itself is worth its weight in gold.
Okay, so if you're, I'm just playing – Like, the Bears get the first pick from Carolina this year, let's be honest with you. The Bears get the Trey Fields.
We're on the hour 20 minutes.
I don't know, Trey. I'm too high right now. I'd love to draft, but I got to do my homework when I do it. I'm too high right now.
Because I think the Bears, I think they get Caleb Williams, and then they have the fifth overall pick.
Why you think?
And then they get the Ohio State wide receiver, Harrison Jr.
You think Marvin Harrison Jr. will make it to five? I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. will pass one. They're going to give Marvin Harrison Jr. to Justin Fields so they can play together.
I agree with that.
And DJ Moore.
I think Marvin Harrison Jr. goes number one. The kid's the best player talent wise in the draft.
You think so?
Yes. Well, there's not even a doubt. If the Eagles are at number one right now, you're taking Marvin. That kid's that good. Oh, yeah, he's that good.
What's going on? So, everybody, Merry Christmas to you all out there. This is the BGSE Network.
What are you hanging up, Peter?
Yeah, man, we're like an hour 20 in, all bro. Right.
So what? You got to work tomorrow, DJ? You're off today.
You're
off. Who cares?
So we're doing we can't even get through one like group of picks, man. It's just like a
here. I got my next pick. Yeah, what else are any of us doing right now at this time of night?
No, I know. What else are we doing?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Everybody's probably off been, the rest of the weekend till fucking Tuesday.
I haven't got my gummy yet.
You should. I'm on like my third, dude.
I can't because I'm waiting on your fifth pick.
I went one pick.
Wait on your 27th
pick. Big Game James. Listen, of all the people I come on with, you know, you're very respectable, always a big fan, but I got a pick, and I thought about when making the pick. I'm taking Jacksonville, giving a three against Tampa. And I think Lawrence is going to play. I think, you know, he's questionable now. I think he's going to play. And I think it's a must-win for Jacksonville. It's a must-win for Tampa. But yeah, I think there's a little more talent.
Jacksonville's desperate right now. Losing two in a row, playing the way they played. They want to get back on the right track. We'll see what happens. Most importantly, the Saints lose tonight. I need the Falcons to lose this weekend as well in case we fall. We've been better at home than we have been. I think this is a game that's winnable, but it's going to be what's left on our schedule. This is the toughest game left for the Buccaneers. Yeah.
Well, the Rams are killing the Saints right now. Last time I checked, it was 30-7.
So. It's over. Yeah. It's 30-10.
Quietly, does anybody know how good that Rams team is playing right now, by the way? Since, what's the name came back? That running back, Kyle Williams?
Yes.
Has anybody knows how good that Rams team is playing? That's a dangerous team quietly, and nobody's talking about them. Matt Stafford last week threw for what, 400 yards? Three TDs?
Well, the Saints defense was good, man. I used them a few times in my fantasy football, man. They got me a good amount of numbers, but they ain't doing shit tonight, man. They're getting fucking blown out.
I'm telling you, that Rams team's dangerous quietly. People better hope they don't get in. I mean, that's a Rams team. If they snuck in and got in at fucking 7 and Dallas won the division, they would take Dallas out in the first round, and I would love it. I'm speaking it into existence. It's happening.
Whoa! Didn't we just blow out the Rams?
It's not in the playoffs, though. It's a whole different game.
That's a whole different.
I agree with you.
Animal.
Look at the Rams' numbers over the last 4-5 weeks, man. It's dangerous, though.
Honestly, I think the Rams might get the 49ers a run for their money because they can score over 30 points a game.
Well, that 49ers team right now is rolling. The only thing I'm hoping for, and probably you for Dallas and me for the Eagles, is that they're playing their best football right now, and then all of a sudden they get to a quick spike in the run. They're like, oh, shit, weren't ready for it. Car tumbles over. Good run of 7 straight wins in the fucking regular season, guys. Season over. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Anybody else put up some picks or anything?
I also got Denver covering a 7 against New England because New England's a dumpster fire.
One more thing.
And Trey's going to raise his hand again.
I got Texas beating Washington on January 1st. Letting everyone know.
Teacher, I have a question.
Oh, seriously? Michigan beat Bama. This fucking shocker.
Hey, isn't Cincinnati a 1.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I think with Chase I think it's two.
Yeah, Pickett's out. Pickett's out. Well, yeah. I think it's 2.5 now.
2.5 now?
No, it's at 3.
Okay, they changed it.
Shit.
It's at 3.
Yeah, okay. That means Steelers have been doing shit, man.
They haven't. It's a dumpster fire. I think Mike Tomlin's trying to get things going. I think Pittsburgh might cover that.
Listen, Mike Tomlin, if he wants to keep his streak alive, he needs to win this game.
Hey, Pittsburgh, fire him. We get rid of Todd Bowles last. Come on back home, man. Come on back home.
Fucking shit.
Big game, put some thought into that. You have not just come up with that right now. You've been thinking about that. You want Tomlin down there, dude.
Hey, great dude, love that
guy. I know that dude's a great coach. You've been thinking about that.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
I think
they're not getting rid of him.
They're not getting rid of your
head coach. Pittsburgh's not quick to fire coaches.
I think Stocks. Yeah. What do you got there, buddy?
So this is actually going to be a prop bet. I don't know what the line is, but my prop bet. Trey, shut up. Shut up. Okay. You raise your hand on this shit. How about this? My prop bet is, and I'm taking the under for the amount of people to show up at the Panthers game will be under 5,000.
What?
Probably.
I agree with the Packers.
It'll be under 5,000. And I believe they will be giving tickets out for free.
Giving tickets out.
Hey, are they playing? Hold on, let me double check.
They're playing at home. They're playing Green Bay.
That's the best pick of the week right there. That's probably the lock. That's the stone cold lead pipe lock of the week right there. Seriously. That shit's covering.
Yep, I'm going to rapid fire out these three. Get this over with. Bills. What'd you say? Rapid firing right now. Bill negative.
Peter, did you join the quiz question? Any cannabis water this evening or edibles?
No, I did not. No, I drank a good amount of beer. I'm on my Julius.
Nice. Shout out to Al for getting me that shit.
Is that like an orange Julius?
Yeah, kind of. It's like a really nice orange.
That's what they're going for, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, send me that. Send me that.
Hey, Stas, are you near Houston, by the way?
All right.
Yeah, like 4 hours. Yeah.
4 hours away.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
No, never mind. Hey, shoot it to me, man. I'll go down there.
There's two breweries around there that put out some really good fucking IPAs. It's called Musical Box and one's called Spindle Tap. If you're ever in the area and you want to ship some beers back to your boys, we'll return a favor with some good shit from this area.
I go down like once a month.
Dude, they got two phenomenal breweries right there.
Do they have IPAs at Comic-Con?
Fuck
you. Dude, do you guys also do a comic book show? Because I need to get on that shit.
I believe the Bills get covered a negative 12 against the Chargers.
They will cover the negative 12.
Chargers is a dumpster fire right now. I mean, 12 points. Dude, Kevin Bills Moore. Are pretty. And then Lions, negative 3 against the Vikings. The Vikings are on like their third quarterback now.
They should cover.
I'll take that.
Yeah. And then my last one, the Commies, negative 3 against the Jets.
I think they're a pull-off. That's a push.
It's going to be the Jets or the Commies. Who's getting the worst pick of the year? I think they're both going to try to lose that game.
Who can try to lose the game better?
Exactly.
I would bet the tie.
Seriously.
I would bet on the tie.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay.
Well, so Merry Christmas from the BGSE Network.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
Check us out. Check out all the shows. A lot of good sports shows. Y'all have a good night out there. Be safe.
Later.
Where is.